A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 21. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand is not a shepherd. He who does not own the sheep sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." There was once again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kenneth Lukey, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 11. Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." This is the word of the Lord. Though 1,000 years separates Jesus' words of John 10 from King David's of Psalm 23, when both are laid side by side, you see the holy inspired scripture coming full circle. In Psalm 23, "The Lord is our shepherd, who leads us to green pastures and beside the still waters." In John 10, that Lord who is our shepherd is Jesus. Our good shepherd Jesus not only leads us to find pasture, but actually is the way, and I might add, and the truth and the life, to those green pastures. He is the one who defends and protects us, and even lays down his life to redeem us from our enemies of sin, death, and the devil. It's not too much of a stretch to make the application that the green pastures and quiet waters that restore our souls are the very word and sacraments of Christ. This is where we find forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation, because this is where we find Jesus. In fact, the word and sacraments are all about Jesus for us. It is in these means of grace that he speaks to us. It is through these means of grace that he makes and keeps us as his own dear sheep. But beware, there are false shepherds, what Jesus calls in our text hirelings, who tempt us to find fulfillment in other pastures than the ones in which Christ would lead us. These voices of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh call us to ignore Christ and his word. These hirelings drive us down different paths, promising that, by giving in to our sinful desires, we will find true pleasure and satisfaction. These false voices may call to us through the lusts of this world, or even in the glitz and glamour of a gospelless preacher who claims that by following his teachings, we will find true spirituality and the presence of God. In reality, those hirelings are leading us to eternal destruction. And when danger and death comes to us, when we are no longer of any use or advantage to them, those hirelings will abandon us to the eternal hell we deserve because of our sins and for listening to their false voices. Though they will abandon us, someone else has not. Christ, our good shepherd, died for us and for all people. He bore all our sins and our wanderings and our goings astray upon himself. Our judgment became his judgment, our death his death. And because God is reconciled to us through the blood of his Son, through these very green pastures and quiet waters of word and sacrament, our good shepherd's voice speaks faith into our hearts to trust in the forgiveness and life he won for us on the cross, and to draw us to follow him by faith throughout our lives on this earth. And when our time to go through the valley of the shadow of death comes, when all other human guides must be left behind, our good shepherd Jesus, who went through that same valley of the shadow of death and defeated it by his resurrection, will himself lead us through it, his rod and his staff comforting us, that we may feast at the heavenly banquet he prepares for his own. And because we are forgiven in Christ and are his sheep who have listened to his voice, we will dwell with him in the house of the Lord forever. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kenneth Lukey for this meditation on God's Word.